Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. My life depends on
your touch. The Memphis Express are making their home debut this weekend on Saturday inside the Liberty Bowl. Going to be on the NFL Network. Brian Billick is an NFL Network analyst, and as we talked about, NFL Network does provide live coverage, will be providing live coverage of that game Saturday, 7 o'clock Central, and Brian Billick joins us now. Brian, how are you? Thanks for the time.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We are doing all good here.
Thank you.
In Memphis. So before we get to the game itself and Coach Singletary, because I know you guys certainly have a relationship, what did you personally think of the debut weekend of the Alliance of American Football?
I was very, very impressed. I really was. Not only with the product on the field, but with the presentation of it by the multiple networks. I really thought it was excellent. The tempo of the game, I love the fact the officials kept the pace going. I've been advocating the extra official from above, the sky cam official or whatever, that can be that extra set of eyes. I just thought it was excellent all the way around.
Were you skeptical going in? Because there always seems to be this, this level of skepticism when it comes to any kind of other football league not named the NFL. We've seen leagues come and go throughout the years. Were you skeptical going into it?
Sure, just because we've seen so many other leagues, and some of it done, adequately, some not so adequately. But I think the fact that the connection with the NFL in terms of the way they've gone about it, the people involved, Bill Polian and Charlie Ebersole have been absolutely brilliant. I think Bill Polian has really brought a level of expertise in terms of how the league should be brought together, how the players should be brought together, how they're going to be coached. Just everything about it. You kind of knew this was going to be okay. And then when you look at the coaches they had, some of the general managers, you just knew this was going to be that step above from what we've seen before.
Coach, let me ask you this, kind of boiling it down to specifically kickoffs and not having them. I felt like as a consumer, I was getting more football, but I'm interested in as a former coach, as the analyst, do you like it? Do you think it will get to a point in the NFL where there are no kickoffs? What did you think about that?
Well, yes, it's a big play that can certainly have an impact on the game. But look at the way it's done right now in the NFL. You kick off, you go to commercial, you come back, you run the thing.
Then,
the way they've elongated it out.
Yep.
And clearly from the injury standpoint, and they've talked about that for a long time, it's hard to argue with this is just that many fewer opportunities to have those type of injuries.
Coach, how key is quarterback play to the success of this league? Because, Coach, if you don't have points and you don't have big plays, you're not going to have those fans in the seat. And for a new enterprise, you figure how key is that? And will it get to a level that's got, hey, I want to come watch this?
I think that combined, I think, yeah, absolutely. And it's same true of the NFL, right? I mean, it's a quarterback-driven league. So you have to have quality play at the quarterback position. I think the fact that the defenses are limited in terms of some of the pressure packages they can have, the clock that ups the pace of this. I think that is all geared towards let's give the fans what they want in terms of a fast-paced, high-scoring. Now, whether it turns out that way, I mean, obviously defenses adjust. Some teams better quarterback play than others. And let's also remember that the guys that are here, it's a great opportunity for them, but they're here for a reason.
Right.
They have struggled to get into the NFL, some simply because of the situation they're in or whatever the circumstances are. But, yeah, I think at the end of the day, and not to be simplistic about it, but the team that has the quarterback that plays best is going to be the team that can end up winning this thing.
Well, just because you have been in the NFL and you've got all this expertise, and people were talking about it from the weekend, do you think we'll ever get to a point where the NFL's sending down third stringers, second stringers, and letting this sort of become a development league? Do you think, and is that important? How do you look at it?
Yeah, oh, I think we already have it. I think the general managers and the people involved communicate with the NFL teams. When it came to the practice squad guys, you know, now they're going to be a little protective to a degree, but there are guys that definitely go on. This was a little like NFL Europe. We specifically sent guys to NFL Europe because we wanted to have more snaps. It is a tremendous
smart
evaluation opportunity to look at these guys with a complete resume rather than in training camp. It's hard to get a good look at a guy in training camp to determine his ability to play in the NFL. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to sound like Allen Iverson here, but it's practice, man.
No doubt.
It's practice. Yeah. You know, you need the games and their ability and kind of a disjointed preseason game, which it tends to be in terms of players in and out and the way you prepare for it. This is a tremendous opportunity for these guys to put a complete resume together.
Yep.
They clearly, Brian, approached this enterprise with that in mind. You know, some leagues have come and they've almost tried to be alternatives, right? They've almost tried to be competition with the NFL. And clearly from the outset, the AAF is saying, you know, we want to one day be a feeder to the NFL. We want to have a, you know, potentially maybe even a partnership with the NFL. How important has that approach to it been for them that, hey, we're not trying to replace the NFL. We're trying to maybe be a feeder system to the NFL. How important is that approach to its success?
Huge, because it's sustainable. It has a potential. The others have no chance whatsoever to compete with the NFL. You're just not going to do it. It can't happen. So this to be a supplement to that, and what are the numbers they're saying? There are 80 million people that don't follow sports other than football once the Super Bowl's over, and this gives them an avenue. Yeah. I'm impressed with the product. I think as a fan to watch it, it has a good feel about it. And to take that approach and keeping the salaries at a certain level, they're all being paid basically like developmental squad guys. So it's a good wage. They're bringing in good coaching people. I mean, it's a great, not only for a platform for players, but for coaches, for officials,
yep,
and try out some of these new rules that may very well find their way into the NFL.
No question. We are, of course, talking to Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst, going to be on the call this weekend. Memphis Express taking on the Arizona Hotshots in Memphis. NFL Network, 7:00. Last question on the league itself before we get to Mike Singletary and some other things. But this weekend, the AAF outrated the NBA, a primetime NBA game, but yet the AAF in its first week had better ratings on television. To me, the message is, as Americans, we cannot get enough football, no matter who it is, no matter where it is, as long as the presentation is as such and is adequate, we will tune in. Is that the message that you think it sent?
Yeah, evidently. I'm always amazed that the draft, which has turned into a cottage industry itself in late April, that the draft will outrate NBA and hockey, and these are playoff games,
yeah,
and will typically outrate those broadcasts. And the draft at the heart is what? It's making a list. You know, the draft, if you really wanted to, you could probably do the draft in about 6 or 7 hours in the morning with the technology we have and just whip through the names. But we've turned it into this cottage industry, and it has turned into this mega event that outdraws NBA and hockey playoff games.
No, it is. It's absolutely amazing. So, Coach, is it true, Coach, that you gave Mike Singletary, who is now obviously on the sidelines for the Memphis Express, did you give him his first coaching job?
I did. It was a natural. I had Ray Lewis at linebacker, and we had some great linebacker coach, Jack Del Rio. He went on, obviously, to become the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, you don't just bring in anybody to coach Ray Lewis. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to bring in a Hall of Famer. I'm going to bring in a guy that can look Ray Lewis in the eye and say, look, this maybe helped raise what was already a tremendous level up to the next level. Mike had shown an interest in wanting to coach and did a phenomenal job for us.
I just remember, Coach, as a Bears fan back then, thinking, what are my Bears doing? We let Coach Billick go out and get Singletary. Like, why would you not have this guy back home? It was a great. It turns out it was a great hire for you.
It was. It was great to have him there, and then he hooked up with Mike Nolan, went on with him to San Francisco. But it's going to be good. Dennis Thurman brought with me into Baltimore. He was with us in Baltimore. And on the other side, Rick Neuheisel. Phil Savage was my personnel guy in Baltimore. Yep. So it's going to be a fun weekend for me to reconnect.
I think Flacco came in 1 year after you were gone, Coach. Will that be a success in Denver? What do you see? Do you like the move?
It could be. He can still play. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to be in the right situation with the right people, obviously the right thing happening. Joe Flacco can still definitely play. And for Denver, I think it's a good choice. I think they're a team that thinks they're still good enough on defense and are still, you know, they're that one player away. Now, I always worry about that when, you know, with those teams that think they're one player away typically aren't. But in this instance, with the quarterback and with the team he's with, I think it could be a good fit.
Antonio Brown, the report from your colleague over at NFL Network, Ian Rapoport, is that Antonio Brown will be meeting with Art Rooney. When it is so public, when it has become as public as it has with Antonio Brown, do you think there's a way back for him and Pittsburgh, or do you think it's inevitable that a split will happen?
You know what? This is all about the money. It really is. He wants a contract where typically Steelers don't do a contract, redo a contract at this point. And then this is the time of the season that happens. Can they come back together? Yeah, possibly. You know, obviously it's a tremendous organization. He's had a lot of success. But ultimately, this has nothing to do with how he was dealt with or what he thinks of the people there. This was his way of getting a new contract. And if they can get that done, yeah. If not, he's going to have to end up going someplace else.
There's no question about it. Brian, we
thank
appreciate
you so
the
much
time,
for this,
as
coach.
Always.
Sounds good, guys.
Yep, he is Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst, going to be on the call this weekend on NFL Network. Game, of course, broadcasting on NFL Network. Memphis Express versus the Arizona Hotshots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.